Mark chapter 9. And he said to them, Truly I say to you, that there are some of those who stand here, who shall not taste of death, until they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days Jesus took with him Peter, and James, and John, and led them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and his appearance was changed before them. And his clothing became shining, exceedingly white as snow, so no fuller professional launderer on earth can make them whiter. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. Because he did not know what to say, because they were greatly afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, listen to him. And suddenly, when they had looked around, they saw no man any more, except Jesus alone with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man the things they had seen, until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. And they kept that saying within themselves, questioning with one another what the rising from the dead should mean. And they asked him, saying, Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And he answered and told them, Elijah truly does come first, and restores all things, and how it is written of the Son of Man, that he must suffer many things, and be set at nothing. But I say to you, that Elijah has indeed come, and they have done to him whatever they wanted, as it is written of him. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude around them, and the scribes questioning them. And immediately all the people, when they saw him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, What are you questioning them about? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought to you my son, who has a dumb spirit and cannot speak. And wherever he takes him, he tears him, and he foams, and gnashes with his teeth, and cries away. And I spoke to your disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. And they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed around, foaming at the mouth. And he asked his father, How long ago has it been since this came into him? And he said, Since childhood. And often it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying to him, You dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you, come out of him and do not enter into him again. And the spirit cried, and tore him greatly, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, so much so that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could we not cast him out? And he said to them, This kind cannot come out by anything, except by prayer and fasting. And they departed from there, and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know it. Because he taught his disciples, and said to them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and after he is killed, he shall arise the third day. But they did not understand that saying, and were afraid to ask him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, What was it that you disputed among yourselves by the road? But they held their peace, because by the road they had disputed among themselves, who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and said to them, If any man desires to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, Whoever shall receive one of such children in my name receives me. And whoever shall receive me receives not me, but him who sent me. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out demons in your name, and he does not follow us, so we forbade him, because he does not follow us. But Jesus said, Do not forbid him, because there is no man who shall do a miracle in my name, who can lightly speak evil of me, because he who is not against us is on our side. Because whoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. And whoever shall offend one of these little ones who believes in me, It is better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck, and he were cast into the sea. And if your hand offends you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed, than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot offends you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter lame into life, than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye offends you, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched. Because everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, with what will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another.